next on the 5 o'clock report.
I can't believe
what I'd like to hear from leadership is optimism and inspiration.
This is a lack of leadership, and it lays squarely on the feet of Joe Biden.
Just 47% of Americans now say they belong to a church.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. We start in Albany today, where lawmakers are gathered for a possible vote on recreational marijuana. People who oppose legalizing marijuana in New York State are making a last-ditch attempt to stall the issue. Family Life's Jeremy Miller has this report.
Opponents complain, saying there are still concerns over several issues, including the ability to detect when someone is driving while impaired by the drug. Democrats could vote as soon as this afternoon on legislation to legalize marijuana in the state for recreational adult use. It would also automatically expunge certain convictions and require part of the revenue to be reinvested into social and economic equity programs. Supporters of legalization argue that the move would help communities that have been disproportionately affected by prohibition and create new tax revenue. But opponents say it could endanger drivers, children, and businesses. With support from the governor, it'll likely become law before this weekend. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
The young woman who took the widely viewed video of George Floyd's arrest testified today in Derek Chauvin's trial. The 18-year-old witness breaking down in tears as she spoke of what she saw that day.
He was stating that he was in pain. He said his neck, his back, everything hurts. I can't breathe. Mom.
Donald Williams, also among those to take the stand on day two of the trial. Williams says he called 911 because he believed he saw a murder. Chauvin is the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd during an arrest last May. Earlier this week, President Biden said states that have done away with mask mandates should bring them back. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson had a few words for the president today.
I don't think you need to continue that message. I think that people get it. And what I'd like to hear from leadership, including the CDC and, quite frankly, the President of the United States, President Biden, is one of optimism and inspiration.
It comes after CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said she was, quote, scared and worried of impending doom regarding another potential surge in cases. GT says that's the wrong message to send to Americans as we come upon Easter.
Quite frankly, I was hoping that in terms of this COVID-19, there would be a resurrection as well, of hope and optimism. And I think that's the message a leader should give. I'm a little disappointed with the tone that they have both taken.
He says Americans have done a great job getting vaccinated, and between that and herd immunity, we're in a, quote, good place. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon recently returned from the border. He says the Biden administration is clueless on how to fix a problem they created. There are now over 18,000 unaccompanied minors who allegedly crossed the U.S. border being detained by the federal government.
This is a lack of leadership, and it lays squarely on the feet of Joe Biden. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Congressman Fallon says the administration has turned a blind eye to the crisis unfolding at the border. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
Send them back or they're going to keep coming. I've never seen so many incentives for illegal immigration as I see today. If you're 16 and younger, we're going to make sure you never leave the country. If you have a family member here illegally, we're going to pay to reunite the family illegally. That incentivizes more illegal immigration.
The Biden administration says they will not be sending them back. A well-known Christian leader is reacting to rapper Lil Nas X's announcement that he's making a pair of Satan shoes. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has this report.
The sneakers contain a drop of human blood, are decorated with a pentagram pendant and a reference to Luke chapter 10 about Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Hundreds of the modified Nikes went up for sale yesterday to support the openly gay rapper's latest single. Evangelist Franklin Graham says it's a, quote, dangerous marketing endeavor, adding that, quote, hell is a real place, and so is the eternal torment of those who reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
The first ever all-civilian space mission crew is set. SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission is expected to launch a Falcon 9 rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in September and orbit the Earth 335 miles up in space. The mission also serves as a fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital with the goal to bring in at least $200 million. And for the first time ever in the United States, church membership has fallen below 50%. Here's Family Life's Bill Price.
Yeah, Sarah, just ahead of Easter, a new Gallup poll shows just 47% of Americans now say they belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque. That's down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. U.S. church membership was 73% when Gallup first measured it back in 1937. Officials attribute the drop in church membership to a rise in the number of Americans who now identify with having no religious affiliation. Bill Price, Family Life News.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Let's get a check of the forecast now with our own Kevin Williams. This is Family Life News.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for the night tonight. Moonlit skies giving way to increasing clouds. A few showers reaching Lake Erie by daybreak. Low temperatures, 40s and low 50s. Cloudy tomorrow. Occasional rain and showers. Temperatures start in the 50s, then drop. Rain flips to snow tomorrow night. Bluster with occasional snow on Thursday. Anyone in the region is fair game for a light coating by Thursday morning, but heavy amounts, easily several inches over the high ground, south of Syracuse expected. Temperatures Thursday topping out only in the 30s.
No, say it ain't snow. Thank you, Kevin. Next at 5, Kathy German from Syracuse, New York, has teamed up with the Save the Storks program to take the pro-life message to the streets of the Salt City. Let's listen in.
This new mobile ultrasound unit, what is it, Kathy, and what will it do?
So it's kind of just like its name says. It's a van that's equipped with an ultrasound machine and then space to comfortably offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, counseling. It's really a way for us to reach abortion vulnerable women right where they are, like right where they live and work. And it's going to allow us to take our services right to the women who need us the most. And this unit is being built on a Ford E450 chassis. And these are built, these are like state-of-the-art vehicles. It has Wi-Fi, multiple seats for counseling, a 360-degree security monitoring, restroom for pregnancy tests, storage, a generator, and then the ultrasound images are displayed on a 42-inch TV.
Wow. So is this not your typical family minivan we're talking about
right
here?
Exactly, yeah.
So this mobile unit is going to be operational, we understand, later this year?
Yep. We signed our purchase agreement in December of 2020 with Save the Storks. And so now our unit is in the building process, and they estimate that we'll have it here in Syracuse and fully operational by November of 2021, mm-hmm. barring any delays, of course, by COVID, like supply chain issues.
So,
yeah, it's happening fast.
Yeah, and where will it go?
Well, we're still working out all of the logistics, you know, parking permits, and there's a lot of legal things that we have to do research on. But we'd really like to be able to park it like near our local Planned Parenthood facility, hopefully on a weekly basis. We want to be able to park near college campuses, maybe near the community health center, local like city festivals here, church parking lots, Destiny USA. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, we're willing to go anywhere we can get permission to park and offer our services to the women who need us.
Yeah, and it's so cool to have this service and to be able to go wherever you feel the need is. And I found this statistic interesting that 4 out of 5 women who board this bus end up keeping their baby. Share with us, Kathy, why you think that happens.
So in our center, we have an actual ultrasound unit. So we've been doing ultrasounds here at our center for years. And we've been able to see so many lives transformed and babies saved as a result of that. And so this past year, we received a grant for a new ultrasound machine that's, you know, an upgraded new technology, and it has a Doppler capability so that we're able to hear the baby's heartbeat. And, you know, there's just no denying life when you hear that heartbeat for the first time. And it's a universal sound that transcends language barriers. And we see a lot of refugee clients here in our center that, you know, may not speak English. But when they hear that heartbeat, they know that it's their baby. And so I think, you know, the mom starts to bond immediately when she sees that baby on the screen. And, you know, you see that child, and seeing is believing, and you realize that, you know, you're carrying a life, and it's not just a blob or a clump of cells like society wants to tell us. So It's really neat to be, you know, in the room and to be able to see that, and to see that bond and that love for that child just already start to develop right away.
Yeah, man, I would love to see a mother's face when they see that image, hear those
it's
sounds
amazing.
For the first time. Yeah, you get to see it all the time. Good for you. Now, besides saving lives, and which is reason enough, but what else do you hope this venture accomplishes there in Syracuse?
So, of course, our first goal is to provide women with alternatives to abortion and empower them to choose life. But we also want to save souls. We want to reach these women with the love of Christ, We want them to experience the hope and freedom that's found in a relationship with Jesus. But we also want to be a resource for our community. We have so many services to offer these moms at our pregnancy center as well. And we want them to know that we're not just there for them, you know, to save the baby and then we kind of just forget about them. We're here for these women throughout their parenting journey. And we offer newborn classes. We offer a MOPS group, which is a mom support group, ongoing parenting education, miscarriage and infant loss counseling. And we also have post-abortion counseling. And then these women can also come into our center and get free baby items from our care corner. So we're here for them throughout. So we don't, you know, we don't want them to just think that we're just there to save the baby and then, you know, we forget about them because we're here for them.
That's Kathy German with New Hope Family Services speaking with Family Life's Bill Price. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Time next for your nightly business report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks falling today with tech shares under more pressure as Treasury yields continue to rise. The Dow was down 100 points, the NASDAQ fell 14, and the S&P 500 dropped 12. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
2 Corinthians 10 tells us to take every thought captive to obey Christ. Paul is warning believers about false apostles who were spreading false ideas. Paul knew that what you think becomes what you believe and eventually what you do. God doesn't care about money, but he does care about how we think about it because that drives our actions. He gave us over 2,000 verses on money and possessions to guide our thinking and how we handle money. Those verses tell us God owns everything. We're to be humble stewards, content with his provision and without fear. We're also to be generous, giving back to God's kingdom. We can fall prey to the world's false ideas or learn from God the right and best way to manage money.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
You are listening to the 5 o'clock report, and I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. Let's get a check of sports with Sonny Delphiat.
Thank you, Sarah. Let's start with the NFL news and Commissioner Roger Goodell expecting stadiums across the league to be full during the upcoming season. He made that comment as the league announced it's adding 17th game to the regular season in the NFL. That's 17 games coming up this fall. Goodell added that the league wants every fan to come back. Some teams did have fans in attendance last season, but the stadiums were at reduced capacity. New York baseball fans will get to see the Yankees play in person as opening day approaches. Thursday afternoon, the Bronx Bombers will be able to welcome just under 1,100 fans at Yankee Stadium as they start the 2021 season off at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Ace Gerrit Cole will take the mound opposed by Hyun-Jin Ryu of Toronto. College basketball tonight. Top-seeded Gonzaga goes up against USC. Top-seeded Michigan plays UCLA. The winners advance to the Final Four. And in the women's bracket, top-seeded South Carolina battles Texas. Number 1 seed Stanford Cardinal battle the number 2 seed Louisville Cardinals. Something like that. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiat.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for the night tonight. Moonlit skies giving way to increasing clouds. A few showers reaching Lake Erie by daybreak. Low temperatures, 40s and low 50s. Cloudy tomorrow, occasional rain and showers. Temperatures start in the 50s, then drop. Rain flips to snow tomorrow night. Bluster of the occasional snow on Thursday. Anyone in the region is fair game for a light coating by Thursday morning, but heavy amounts, easily several inches over the high ground, south of Syracuse expected. Temperatures Thursday topping out only in the 30s.
Not okay, Kevin. Not okay. We want temperatures up in the 70s. Finally, at 5, Google is adding a new feature to Maps that will guide users through indoor spaces. So what does that mean? Well, if you get lost in the mall, you're now in good hands. Google has got you. Our own Tracy Lynn has this story.
Yeah, the new feature uses augmented reality, which will display arrows on your phone screen to show you exactly where to go. Google will begin phasing in the feature in select malls, including places like Chicago, Long Island, LA, Newark, and San Francisco. The technology will also launch in airports and transit stations in Tokyo and Zurich. In the coming months, Google will add other features to Maps, such as air quality information, grocery store curbside pickup, and an eco-friendly option to use while driving. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. That is the world that we live in on this Tuesday, March 30th. I'm news anchor Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report.
The 5 o'clock report was brought to you in part by the House Connect family and Crickler Vending, with offices in Lancaster, Horseheads, and Rochester, New York. They provide